Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2. Gabe Skoll, I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Mike, who plays Sal.
Hi, everybody.
Salamander. And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
All right, Natalie has our question of the day. You want to roll it out for us?
What is your character's favorite fast food chain?
All right, anyone have an answer for that off the top of their dome? Or do we make Natalie go first so you guys have time to think?
Well,
go for
it. I think hers would be like the equivalent of, what's the one that everyone loves in California?
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out. Something to that extent, but it's like the cook.
Well, there's Hero.
So the cook was a flame type of cape. And
Wait, what?
Like flame cape, the owner.
Oh, okay. So like.
And then he would flame broil the burgers, and he does it to this day. The original In-N-Out is in.
So it's broilers.
Yeah.
I think the name is broilers, just because it's all burgers are flame broiled. That's their thing. I'm calling it broilers.
Mm-hmm.
The cape founder is broiler.
I was going to go with Spitfire.
Spitfires I've already used.
Oh.
So broilers for Mirage, I like it. And does she, is it because she likes a good burger? Or is it something she likes something weird off the menu?
Like, it's kind of like the actual In-N-Out where it has crazy, what did they call that?
Animal style kind of?
No, like off the menu type things.
Oh, okay. So what's
the
her
secret menu.
What's her secret menu favorite?
Fuck. An animal style.
Type thing?
Yeah.
Briquette style? I don't know. I don't know.
She's got an order that's, you know,
likes
five minutes long.
Off the menu. Like In-N-Out. Okay. Let's do Chimera. You have fog eat brain. I'll give you a second to think.
Nah.
Alright, you're next.
How about... Oh, God. Let's see if I can get this right. El Combustion's Bursting Burritos.
I love it.
So, Bursting Burritos by El Combustion?
Yeah.
Extra beans, right?
Uh-huh.
And what's his burrito of choice?
Or
is it like a Jimmy Chung or something like that?
he's probably gonna go with the
the El Combustion special?
Oh god, no. I'm sure that would be too hot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it brings the heat.
How many companies does El Combustion own?
He's not just wealthy. He's wealthy enough to show up at this party and qualify.
Yes.
Which that is saying something.
Oh, I believe
like,
it.
He's not top 10. He might be top 100, which is still like phenomenally wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Chris probably does the medium surprise. And it basically, it's a little hot packet in the middle of the burrito.
Oh, so it's like a regular burrito with a hidden
yeah.
Hidden
so as you're packet. As you're eating it, you get all of a sudden the big burst of hot.
Right. Regular burrito with a ghost pepper hidden inside.
Basically,
good luck.
Not quite that hot, but yes.
Meanwhile, Chris is sitting there going, "Where are you?
Hi."
I'm cool. Here.
And of like course, and of course, there's the game.
The game?
Yeah.
Like the Taco Bell games when we were kids.
Well, no. You each order a burrito and
first person.
First, they get to get the
whoever can find theirs
loses. Last
loses.
Yes, the person who finds it first loses.
Last person to find theirs is the winner. But then,
and of course, that has to be the ghost pepper one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
That's terrible. I love it. We'll do that.
That is absolutely something that he would make.
The only thing that came to mind while I was thinking about this was
Pokeballs. All Pokeballs.
Okay.
You're Hawaiian. That's like a very Hawaiian thing.
I was going to go with something that's, you know, simple and quick to, you know.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense.
You know, but the thing was, like, I wanted to do something like Happy Walk, but it was like Hero Walk.
Oh. I mean, there's Cape Burger.
Oh. Yeah. But this is like, yeah.
So Hero Walk, like Heroes Walk.
W-O-K.
Yeah,
it's a walk. Yeah. That's how you spell walk.
Yeah.
Hero Walk?
Yeah. Because it's, you know, quick to make, quick to deliver.
Oh, shoot.
He can eat it while he's
is it specifically Chinese or is it Asian? Just Asian food?
It's Asian food.
Is it Asian American food or is it actual, like, Asian food style?
Asian food style.
Not Americanized. Well, no, because that would mean something like I would actually order from that place. Not that I don't like Americanized Chinese food, but sometimes I want like hibachi, which is very traditional. My hibachi place is freaking not here, and I'm sad. Anyway, so who wants to do a recap from last time?
We started the gala.
This is true.
Yes,
we talked to a couple people and try and sell ourselves.
Okay. Bonus points for who can remember the three people you've already talked to.
Archie / Zeus.
Yep.
The shipping guy.
What's his name?
God damn it.
I know Art has it. He's got notes.
Roderick, no.
Manuel.
Yeah.
You remember his last name?
The last name's the important part because he owns blank shipping. It's a character from Kingdom Hearts.
That does not help me.
It might help Natalie, though. The last name is a character from Kingdom Hearts.
Roxas?
Yeah, Roxas. Mm-hmm.
And we spoke the Claw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our next stop was going to be El Combustion.
But it's dinner time. So, dinner begins. And Shinsoku, you know, kind of pops into existence. You've seen him kind of palling around with mostly the Vanguard. They're his friends. Also, some of the people who aren't getting talked to by the students. Because for your notes, or just for your reference, he didn't go talk to them, but the Ralph and Lauren Rogers didn't have anyone the first time. George and Amy DeMeo did not have anybody the first or third time.
Mm-hmm.
The Ho family only had someone the first time, and no one's talked to them since.
Yep.
Claw even had a gap in the second time. Archie hasn't had a gap, obviously, because they're rich as shit. El Combustion had somebody for two, but no one or three. And Rebecca Small has not had somebody see him until Group Team C went in the third time. And Monty Blanc had someone go in the first time and no one two after. And that's it.
Yep.
I actually wrote down how much money they have and how much they're willing to offer. Like, so I had like actual numbers instead of really rich versus, you know, helpful to me. But anyway, so yeah, Shinsoku comes up and he's obviously a little worn out because he's not really a party guy. But he knows it's his job as the headmaster. And he may have gotten a little bit of a boost from Bright Force to make this easier on him. And you see her giving thumbs up from the, you know, on the side of the, you know, where she sits. And he says, well, thank you all. Thank you to all of our generous donors. You guys you've all done phenomenal work in the Cape space as well as in your businesses. And we just wanted to say thank you. You know, so please enjoy the meal. It was crafted by a chef I flew in. I'm sorry, a chef I teleported in personally. Hopefully that you get to enjoy it. And if you have any questions, please let me know. And rolling out on carts that are look like that are pushed by, you know, nondescript people. You'd almost think they might be like clones or some kind of like maybe like a
duplication power,
something to that effect. And you do see one of them looks a little different. It might it's one guy doing all of it himself, so it's all identical. And he comes out and he sets it, you know, in front of everybody. Everyone has like a dietary restriction thing on their plate, and he puts out. If you have no dietary restrictions, it's a full lobster tail, full 12-ounce steak, potatoes, you know, on one side, rice on the other, veggies in the middle. And it's a big-ass plate. And you're all served, and it is, without a doubt, the best meal you've had if you're not rich. Just, so, I don't know if it's better than anything Athena's had, but it's damn close if it's not the best.
Okay.
I rolled off screen and the guy got like a 37.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah. Expertise, and he's like an 18th, he's like 18th level cape. Yeah. Like he's got it going on. Mm-hmm. And you hear the donors going, so who cooked this so I can hire them? Because that I would like to eat this again. a lot of that. And you just kind of see Archie smiling because he obviously can tell who it is. Anna figured it out because of her acute sense of taste. She had enhanced sensor sweep. She whispers it to him, and he just smiles and nods and pulls out his phone and puts it away. You guys are kind of left to your own devices. You guys are sitting at your table by yourselves. It's small tables, you know, so that it's just enough for six people, so you guys are kind of seated 1, 2, 3 with like a seat in between each of you. And let's see if anyone else joins you, because this would be a bonus interaction. All right, so why don't you roll a d6, and that'll determine who your bonus visit is.
My turn.
You do it.
6.
That'll be the last available one. So, Monty Blanc walks up. And he kind of just, I wouldn't say sleazes in, because that would be rude. But he like...
Sleazes in.
He gives off very similar vibes to... Actually, roll me... What's a vibe check? Insight. Roll insight, everybody.
That's literally vibe.
13 on the die plus 1 for 14.
Art, how'd you do?
Rolled a 9. Insights. 19 total.
So 25. Mm-hmm. I'll roll to see if he's hiding, how well he hides it today. Not enough to be at 25. He walks in a way that you've only ever seen two other people walk.
Okay.
Can you guess who?
Is it Tychus himself?
No.
Oh.
Bridget and Joker. He's got, it's a very distinctive, and he only did it for a couple seconds, but you noticed because you've studied, you know, Bridget so much.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how you could see, you know, she can beat your invisibility, you know, seeing through ability.
Yeah.
That you kind of watch how she walks, watch how she moves. And you even study Joker a little bit because he taught her.
Yeah.
And you pick it up immediately. That has to be it. This dude is either trained by Joker or alongside him, they have the same trainer. Or the same overarching thing.
I let them know that I'm picking up on that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he sits down. He says, "Do you mind if I take a seat?"
"Please."
He takes his seat. He actually brings his plate over. And he says, "The food here's great, but, well, it's not really my speed. So how are you guys holding up in this party?"
"It's a party."
"It's all his thing." "Oh, yeah. This is his world."
"This is, oh yeah. Well, it's also my world, but..."
He says, "From what I've learned, Mirage, you're quite the debutante yourself."
"No, thank you. But I have..."
He says, "But we have pictures." And he pulls up
a
picture of you at 15.
"Listen, don't. I try to push it down. No. Don't. Listen, you can't show my friends that. They're gonna make fun of me. Look at them. They're boys. They're gonna make fun of me for that shit."
"You're 17. Like..."
"Yeah.
So this is 2 years ago. This is..."
"Yeah.
When you were in your awkward phase."
"Oh, absolutely. So awkward. So awkward.
Already a wallflower." But yeah, he says, "Okay." He puts his phone away. He says,
"So we're looking that up later?"
No. There's no pictures online. At all.
He winks at you both. In 20 minutes, you're gonna get an email.
"Yellow isn't my color, okay? It's just not."
"So, what can we do for you?"
"Well, I mean, it's more, you know, let's talk. I mean, I know that they're going to do another couple rounds of conversation at least, but I..."
"Mm-hmm."
"Well, I'm boring of this. And I figured I'd come talk to the winners before I left."
"Did you talk to the other winners?"
"Believe so. Great.
Monty.
Yeah, the only team he talked to.
First team. Yeah, of course he's bored because he got talked to first and then nothing.
Mm-hmm. He's bored. Yeah, he says, "So I just kind of wanted to know how you thought the clash went and what you do, maybe what you do differently."
"Well,
personally, I don't think the clash went that wrong."
"No.
You know, the clash is supposed to be teaching teamwork, and, you know, rather than, you know,
mm-hmm,
proving that one team is better than the other, that, you know, there is ways to work as a group and still accomplish the goals that you need to do."
Well said.
Nice. Nice.
He gives you an appraising glance, and he says, "So, there's the official story on what your powers are, but I'm curious. Are they all right?
What have you heard?"
He goes, he points at Mirage.
Yeah.
"Illusion control." Mm. "Light bending." And some sort of animal power set. No one's clear on that.
Okay.
And light bending also, this is Paul, "Light bending explains your invisibility and your ability to..." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's correct there.
Correct.
He looks over at Sally, says, "Some sort of superheated flame, maybe plasma, maybe. There's not, but you're... there's a least amount of information on you, and then you have some sort of armor, but that could be a tech. We're not sure." And then he looks over at Chris and he says, "Plant control."
"Yep."
"And then some sort of pheromonal adjustment."
"Yes, exactly."
"And then you're also a trained mage of some sort."
"Yeah, you could say that."
"Some sort. I wasn't able to get much of any specifics. My agents were preoccupied. You might say they were preoccupied."
"One of them has fleas."
"They weren't at the clash." "But he says, was I wrong for any of those? Or was I missing anything?" He says, "Because honestly, I'm trying to do my best to make a catalog of powers that are in use right now. Mostly for my own records, but I'm a bit of a power history junkie."
"Okay. No, you got me pretty well pegged.
I won't aim. You're spot on.
I need you to roll me a deception.
Oh.
Well, it's not my power. I'm not lying.
Which is why it's deception. Mm. Which is why you have a chance of succeeding. A lie of omission is still a lie.
Deception plus 3. Well, shit.
He looks at you and he says, would you like to try that one more time, or should I just leave now?
Oh.
The armor isn't tech, but it's not mine.
He leans in. Are we talking power graft? Are we talking cloning? Or yes?
Are you familiar with my father?
His eyes blink rapidly. This is purely from Mike and Art. Do you guys remember what his power is?
Oh, that
information.
Nope.
No, he's able to instant
matter transportation.
Right.
Instantaneous. Like, put his hand out in a thing he wants, anywhere in the world just fucking appears. As long as there are limitations you guys don't know about, but he snaps his he like flicks his hand out, and a black leather journal, maybe an inch and a half thick, appears in his hand, and he goes, from Hawaii, Dr. Insert name here.
Harnack.
Dr. Harnack, seems he went missing about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Harnack's clone, son?
Something like that.
Hmm. So he discovered power grafting. Do you happen to know who has access to that research?
Mike doesn't remember, but I'm going to
say you guys.
No.
And then the FSA, no. And the school.
Yeah. Well, I'll let him know his FSA.
He says, it's a shame. He closes the book and it disappears from his hand. Mm-hmm. He opens his hand again and there's a silver card with a Nautilus shell on it. He hands it to you. He says, if you ever need any specialized help in dealing with whatever you've got going on, give this number a call.
Thank you. Take it.
Just to the GM, I'm surprised he didn't question me.
Oh, he's not done.
Okay.
Oh, but no. He lied to him, and that immediately got him interested. Also, if he had not owned up to it, he would have left the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he looks over at Mirage, and your fathers are adoptive, correct?
Yeah.
Have you done any research on who your biological parents are, might be?
Very little. I know, like, ethnicity-wise, who they are.
That's not nothing.
And then, I mean, my dads are my dads.
Understood. I just figured I might ask, as I said, bit of a power junkie. Power knowledge junkie, anyway.
I mean, because she had asked about what their powers were. I do know what their powers are.
Speed and light, remember, right? Which kind of blend together when they're both used similar ways. He says, well, I mean, if you ever need help with that, and he hands you a card as well.
Oh.
He says these numbers will each work once, and if you work well, you'll get another one. They're all single use, but the card will update if you need it.
What's his name again?
Monty. Monty. And then he looks over at you, Chris, and he says, you have almost as much hatred for Care as I do.
Probably. Maybe more.
His eye twitches.
Oh.
I don't know if that's possible.
Oh.
Considering the organization is 90% defunct.
Yes, and I want to make sure that it goes completely.
I've been working on that for almost a decade. He says, so your mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And you somehow survived.
Yes.
How did that happen? Have you had anybody...
I feel that... Let's just say that there were things that had to get sacrificed for me to live.
He says, he says, from what my research says, I knew about your mother, but what else? I mean, I did see someone who looked strangely like you.
Similar to me, yes.
But there's no records of them anywhere, and I've looked.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? He leans in like this is the good gossip.
Yeah, I do have some mystical abilities, so I've manifested them.
Roll deception.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You're at least better at it than me.
Yes.
Significantly.
Wow, I didn't have to roll deception. Thank Christ.
You didn't lie.
Yeah, I'm not lying to the guy.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Damn. 27.
Roll a d10.
He can't.
The suit.
You're one off.
Our random number off.
Oh yeah, I do have the number for that.
So.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
31.
Fuck you, Paul.
His eyes flash, and he touches his ear, and he goes, "You're certain?"
Yeah.
He says, because I've had people run tests on your powers. There's nothing... They're not coming from the same source.
Right, I'm manifesting them out of...
But...
Energy.
He says... See, because technically your lie worked, right? But you didn't beat it by enough that you're making him not suspicious. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure he'll still be suspicious.
But
magic explains a lot of things that... can be.
Well, the thing is, because of the kind of he knows your bark, basically. Mm-hmm. He knows, based on the magic you've used, what abilities you have, and that isn't on the list.
True.
So, and he knows you're not powerful enough to have access to another set yet. You know what I mean? So, he's on to you?
Yes.
But it wasn't, but you were but good at, a good enough job that he's not going to call you out on it now. Mm-hmm. He might reach out in the future with more information that might help you. And he says, if you ever want help taking down a care facility you find, take my card.
Oh, I'll definitely take that.
And it's not the same card. Theirs were silver, yours is gold.
Wow.
Pays to hate care.
And he says, that is not a single use number. He says, that is my work cell number.
That's what everybody on the other team has.
Hmm?
That's what everybody on the other team has.
Yeah. Exactly. He says, he actually reaches up to a pin and touches it, and you hear a static in your ears, and he says, I'm used to working outside the law. He says, and if your team needs that when you get established, I'm the man to call. He just took... Essentially,
that's just to me. You guys don't know.
Yeah, it's just these two. It's just him. Effectively, mechanically, I just told you what your benefit is for having just spoken to him. I actually wrote this down. You're going to get access to specific black market options when designing your base, and also moving forward after that.
You know nothing.
So the dinner is going to complete. There's another course comes out. It's like a very traditional paella. It's delightful. And then there's a salad course at the end. It's reverse order, which is a thing that some culture does it. I don't remember what it is. And then they do end with a traditional dessert, which is an option of tiramisu or, like some kind of, high-end German cake, or a flan, or a souffle,
tiramisu.
And regardless of what you pick,
But really quick, I need an eye out for people who are picking German chocolate cake Because it could be Nazis. Do they pick... Okay, the Nazis in the room, do they pick German chocolate cake? Go.
As far as you can tell, only like two people picked it.
Yeah.
And when they're talking, they're like, I don't like coffee. I don't like flan. I guess I'll get the German chocolate cake. And they're like, it was okay. It's very good, but he's like, they're like, I wish I could have had like a fruit plate.
So you.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you were at this gala, that's you.
Dude, if you give me a fresh fruit plate over a cake, I'm on that stuff. That's kind of garbage.
You know what? No, you would try the flan, but then you'd be like, I don't really like that, and then you'd order the German chocolate cake.
I like a souffle.
Yeah.
Like, well done souffle.
Oh my god, that's absolutely so funny. I got nothing out of that. I don't even mention it, but you guys do notice that I'm watching the people that get chocolate cake.
Oh, would you, Art, would you like to hear what you're going to get for talking to each person that you already talked to, or do you want me to save it for the end?
Save it for the end.
I think that's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Monty told you because he's leaving.
Yeah.
And when he leaves, he wishes you guys all a productive night. And leaves.
Well, he's done. He's gone.
He dips out. He's like, peace. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
He saw the people that he wanted to see.
No. If people had kept talking to him, he would have stayed.
Oh, really? But
people were ignoring him because they don't know who he is. He was the one name that no one in the room knew.
Gotcha.
We were going to go talk to him, but it would have been...
Extra.
Later.
Yep. I was the one that was going to go talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dinner finishes up, gets cleaned up. They give you guys a couple minutes, like a cocktail hour type thing, like at the end for drinks and stuff to, you know, wet your whistles. And he's like, all right, we're going to have another round. Coffee. You're right. Mm-hmm. Another round of meetings. Please, teams, head out. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I need a roll for Monty. I need you guys to pick a stat. I pick a thing to roll for the Monty thing.
What do you mean?
Pick a stat or skill and roll it. Probably persuasion from you, if I'm being honest. Wait, I'm like, why is this thing yelling at me? Because I didn't fucking play
it.
Remember, it is multiples of five that matter. The other one hit a guidance?
Yeah. Hit it.
Oh, then it's going to be five.
Because that's all that matters.
Yeah. Because I only need a one to get to the... And I can't get past 30, so... Because guidance is D4, right?
I'll roll a D4 anyway, just for us. So I know what the number would be. 25. Okay. All right. So, what do you guys... pick. I gotta actually let me pick what the other teams are going to in case you have to compete. Give me 30 seconds.
All right, hang in for.
Okay.
I do have a question before we continue.
Of course.
So, did any of the other groups have visitors during dinner?
It looks like they may have, but it wasn't. It was irrelevant to you guys. Basically, the reason why I'm having to write down who they're talking to is so that you guys don't overlap.
I understand.
And also, let's say if I do want
to... But I am keeping, you know...
I can tell... Hold on.
I'm just asking because it is kind of, you know, something that...
A lot of them floated. And okay. It almost like they were having, like, team meetings. And they people realized they were having, like, an intense conversation and left them alone. So, Tori Beta Team is going to... the beta team is going to go to the Ho family. Charlie team is going to Archie. Yep, definitely Archie. Echo is going to go to Rebecca Small, actually. Which, fuck a duck. I hate you too. Allie, can you grab those for me? I'm so sorry. Just try not to read them, but if you can grab them, that'd be great. And then I just need to find Delta team, right? Delta is them. Delta, it looks sad because they are going to go talk to Monty. And instead they go to Corvin. Which is not a bad pick, but it's not who they... It wasn't who they wanted to go talk to. And it's obvious. I know, right? Someone picked to go somewhere else instead of him. Like he, not that he gives a shit, but...
Alright. I believe our next pick was Elton Bastion.
Correct.
Oh, Paulie, it's been a while. Can you do it?
I'm gonna try, and if it's wrong, I'm gonna redo it until I get it right.
You can't do that!
Watch me.
Oh my god. Poor Mike.
And by the way, what you notice is that people are still watching Delta Team after talking to El Combustion. It's almost like he gave them an aura of interesting. Like, it's fucking tangible. You know what I mean? Eyes are still... The people who aren't talking to them are still looking at them. You know what I mean? There's a mechanical benefit you're about to get. So you guys talk, and he says, my friends, how are you doing today?
It's such a pleasure to meet you, sir.
He says, the pleasure is all mine. You won the clash, mostly.
Sort of.
He says, hey, I think ties. Ties are good. He says, peace out, there's no horchata here, but yeah, you know, whatever. He says, so, what can I do for you? What kind of reconstruction or El Construcción's bursting burritos do for you?
Holy shit!
Of course he does research.
He hands you a card. It says, one free burrito of any size per week.
Whoa!
And it does. It has your picture on it, so you can't like hand it to somebody else.
This is a thing of beauty.
Holy shit!
I wonder if I can get him delivered to the school.
I miss him so much. I miss him so much.
So he looks at you and he says, my friend, my young friends, I love to talk to the youth. what can I do for you? What can I and Reconstruction do for you?
And Reconstruction and also...
No, those subsidiaries of
Obsidiary?
Those are fully owned subsidiaries of Reconstruction.
So do... We don't know what's going to be happening after this.
Yeah, we're just here to...
You were given hints.
Okay.
And... you know what? Fuck it. Malcolm Boshion's gonna let it slip. Because that's who he is. Because
I'm sure he's probably in charge of at least something of...
He says, have you guys figured out what you're going to do with your base?
What?
No, we didn't even know we were getting a base.
Oh, I made a mistake.
So you know what's good. We've heard rumors about what's going on after this year, but nobody has outright said anything. I know we've heard rumors of a new city going up in a valley in the western U.S.
I don't know if it's that's yours, but you know. Well, you see, he says, well, I guess I'm already fucked it up.
I should not have said that.
He looks over at Shinsoku, who just has his hands buried in his face, or his face buried in his hands. Strike that. Reverse it.
Enrico's just laughing.
Enrico's like, you hear... Fucking grandpa, from over across the room.
And you hear Rico over. Just slap his forehead.
Yes, exactly. Like the forehead smash, like would have killed anybody else. He says, "So you see, each of the leather team. Each of the leather teams is going to be getting a base, and in a small city or a new, a burgeoning city." Or a place that just needs help. Nope, did it again. Went Russian again. Or a place that just needs help. Well, you see, my services can be contracted to build your base, potentially. Well, especially if you come talk to me. And as well as, I got a little bit of that swag.
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, you see Rico go, oh my God, just kill me.
No, Rico's used to it by now.
No, it's as someone whose father embarrassed him until the month he died. No, you don't get used to it.
They adapt.
They adapt. They make it worse. They find new ways to fuck with you. It happens. He says, so it all depends on where you need to be and what you want. Because there's many options in bases. I mean, are you looking for above ground, underground? Are you looking for a tower or just like a townhouse? Like I built a townhouse base one time. It was very nice. No one knew shit. Still no, honestly.
I mean,
I prefer above ground.
Yeah.
I'm a plant guy.
I feel like.
I respect that.
I straight up feel like we are the townhouse people.
Well, do you want it to be public? Or is it a private thing? You see, it makes a big difference. I mean, back when I was young.
Many years ago.
He says, I was down in Mexico. They didn't really like me. I was a little too destructive. I got bit. Better. He looks over at Rico. I got better. He's like, you're not wrong. You're better than you were. I've seen the destruction. And Rico half walks over before turning around. Fuck it.
I don't need to listen to him anymore. I don't need to
deal with this.
Yeah. He puts on headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah.
The earbuds.
Yeah.
The Alcombustion.
He pops in
earphones of selective listening.
He says, the place that I operated out of was very hidden. But when I came to the States and I kind of got a handle on my shit, I didn't. I was very public and I'm beloved for it. Mostly for my devilish charm. But it's a decision you'll have to make and there are pros and cons for both sides. But now that you've talked to me today and... Well, here you go. Here's my card. It is solid tungsten. It's...
Thank you.
It weighs like a pound. It's like, fuck. Like, yeah. Put that bitch in your wallet and your pants will fall down. He says, I don't know.
I'm the strong one in the party.
He says, yeah. I don't know where your base is going to be. You should not know you have a base, but it happens. They brought an old man in and they told him to talk to people. That's what I'm for. You hear Shinsoku go, fuck, what did I do?
This was a mistake.
I was going to say, if he was like, he would be like, you shouldn't know that you have a base, but if anyone asks who told you, it was Rico.
No, he would never dive on his grandson. Oh. Never. He would take the fall for Rico if Rico had died.
That's true.
That it would not be a fucking question. It would be, I did it. It was me. He did not do it, but it was me. And you do see he's wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which is relevant to the people who listened to last season. But mostly just an interest for the party, for the players at this point.
Oh my God, I just remembered that we did that. We went and spied on his date.
You did do that.
We did. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's try and keep the spoilers to a minimum for the first season, just in case. So, is there anything else you guys want to talk about with him? This is the most established cape you will probably ever meet outside of, like, besides Thunder. But he's been gone for so long. Alcombustion's been active longer than Thunder has. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I will, being the type of person to get people talking, I will start asking about previous missions and
mm-hmm. And he'll wax poetic about it until conversations left to be about 20 minutes or so. And they're like, all right, next pairings. And as you leave, he pats each of you on the back way harder than he should have. I need con saves from all three of you.
Holy shit.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just swipe to the side. Here.
These need to be moved for me.
Do his dice beat him tonight?
I'm getting the feeling a 13 isn't going to cut it.
I'm going to roll with this one.
Thankfully, I have Indomitable.
But... I have a 16.
I'm guessing that 13 doesn't cut it.
You'd be correct.
Let's re-roll that. So a 26 will do.
Yeah.
18 total?
These use 15.
No. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
And you feel yourself surge with an energy. Weird. You've never felt it before. You've got this kind of explosive pep to your step.
Explosive.
Yeah. He basically gave you guys the effect of an enhanced ability charisma. Eagle Splendor, you know. And you also get the feeling that there's almost like a magnetic quality to it. Effectively, you're going to roll with advantage against anyone else who you talk to. For the rest of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Woot woot.
He makes you more interesting. Which is why you get Delta Squad has been fucking cleaning up since then. Because they talked to him early. They talked to him.
To the second, yes.
And they're like, we fucking made a mistake. We should have done him first. You know? But, boosted their interesting levels. Alright. Switch! And hold on, let me write down where they're going, and then we'll see if we have to compete, okay?
So this is where we were discussing splitting up.
Yeah. But the person I was going to go talk to after we split up just left, so...
Yes.
So you'd be going with us.
Well, you guys had different places. So, you pick where you want me to go.
I'm missing... Oh, shit. Boo. Fuck that up.
So, realistically, we have...
I forgot to put the dash.
Four different people that we have yet to discuss with.
Okay. I can't go to them. She's telling you this. She's like, I can't go to them. I'll do the hose. I'll do the hobby hose.
You could go do the hose.
And then you could go do them. And I don't have to do them. Right? Right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, I will save you from that.
Oh, thank God.
Where do you want me, boss?
Keep an eye on her.
I know who I may send you. May tell you to go talk to.
Oh, yeah.
And who do you think that is?
God. Okay.
Who's left? It would be...
Yeah. The Rogers, the DeMeos, yeah. Ho, and Rebecca Small.
Which you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't have to. Well, I do like want...
to meet
the
two of you again.
Huh?
She'd like to meet the two of you yes. again, at least.
I was not. I
can't
did not.
Count C, E, B. I need a D. Okay. All right. I have where everyone else is going. Where are you guys trying to go to? And I can tell you if you're going to bounce into somebody else and see if you need to compete.
I wonder if he's going to Tychus's dad or parents.
I can see. That.
See, that's what I was thinking.
What is it there?
The DeMail.
They are known. They're known. Somehow, Athletico got two spots at this meeting. That's what you're. That's the impression you get.
Okay. And we're not particularly looking for Athletico support, though, are we?
Yes, but the other thing is, we're still not... Part of that is also to get information from them whether or not they still want to be part of Athletico.
Yeah. Maybe they're...
They have talked to their children.
Yes. Rounds 2 and 3.
Correct.
And they started with...
Hobie Ho's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did those...
The hard ones first.
Facing up to the parents.
Yeah.
All right, well, talk to me, guys.
So,
who's trying to go where? That's what I need to know. Are you splitting up or are you staying together?
It sounds like we may be.
I think we're gonna split up
because we have the bonus.
So as the other teams,
I guess I can tell you where. You'll get a text from Tori because she's Bravo team, right?
Yes,
they are going to Zaya.
Claw.
And they tell you that, they tell you that Delta team is going over to the Hoes, and you may want to send someone over there fast if you're going to do that.
I'm going. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, because my suspicions are... Part of me says I think we should just, as a group, go to the hoe, okay. The hoes.
Okay.
It's entirely, that's valid.
Yeah.
Roll me a combat tactics, Chim, but with charisma instead of intelligence.
So 3 instead of 4?
Because in this is a battlefield. Even if it isn't a fight.
Turning around. In any case, combat tactics with charisma instead of intelligence, so plus 11 instead of plus 12. That is a 13 plus 11, 24.
Splitting up, it's really strong if everybody gets in. If one person gets boxed out, you're better off having gone as a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, just because you guys balance each other out.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, you're always rolling with advantage. You're rolling with an extra guidance. You're rolling with, you know, if it's you or if it's Sal or if it's Mirage, it's right. Get a bardic inspiration die. It really matters that you're going together.
Okay.
So yeah, let's go as a group and see if we can box out Delta team.
Okay. I need a, what would a social like pushing match be?
Could I use illusions to see if we can, I can move, like, I can
make them look
make the whole family, like, look, disappear.
Look like they're somewhere else.
They all look like they're somewhere else.
Yeah, and I'll roll.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to roll 3 saves.
Okay.
Against whatever you roll your check is.
Got it. Plus 9.
This is Delta team, correct.
It was so close to a natural 20. It is 23.
I rolled very well.
Fuck.
I hate it.
However, only one of them has a shot of making it, even with that. Because only one of them has a plus 5. So let's roll a 6. Which is what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, 6? Good for you. Rolling a 6. You have a 1/3 chance of it being 1/3 of being bad. What's the bad?
What are the bad numbers? Pick 2 numbers. Which ones are the bad numbers?
Bad numbers are 1 and 2. Fuck! Oh, thank God.
You managed the pipes. The only one who had a shot at making it was not the one who had a shot at it. Rolled 3 dice. All right, that's fair. You guys sneak in, cutting off Delta. So, cut off by Alpha. So Delta will instead go to Rebecca Small. They don't know how good a choice that was. That was a fucking upgrade. They didn't even know it. They had no fucking clue they got an upgrade on that one. Okay. So, you guys are going to go talk to the hoes.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So the Ho family is Travis and Ming Ho. They're uber wealthy, nouveau riche. Their family has not had money forever. They have had money for maybe one generation, or it might even be their generation. You're not sure. And they walk up and they say, can we help you?
Oh, listen. Well,
here. I'm going to put a hand on her shoulder. I just want to introduce ourselves. You know, I'm sure you've heard stories of us.
Yes, nothing flattering.
No. I'll squeeze the shoulder a little bit stronger.
Athena she did a sharp intake and her cheeks filled with air, and that's why Chris keeps grabbing her shoulder and be like, shut up.
I am sorry that your son is feeling like I have slighted him in some way, but he's a little...
Perfect. Amazing. Competitive, powerful, all these things have scarred us, huh? And you, roll me an insight check.
Could I help, or?
You can all roll.
Okay.
This is not an advantage. This is not one of the interaction checks you need.
I got nothing.
If I keep rolling 14s. 14 plus 12 for 26.
Oh, we have your telepathy thing going, too, so...
Oh.
14 plus...
Her talisman gives her that telepathy.
Yes.
10 plus 14 is 24.
So
26.
Anybody broke a 20...
Ha.
...notices that while it's the husband speaking, the wife is touching his back... And her hand is shifting.
Interesting.
Do with it what you will.
You know what?
Or unless you'd like to roll like a powerless knowledge to know that might be.
I was gonna say, could I roll something? Maybe I wouldn't want to.
I guess
to.
That'd be perception more than let them notice a thing. But you'll notice that it's
still plus 12 for me.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, you'll notice, but with the insight, you'll notice that it's almost like his emotions are mirrors of hers.
Yeah.
Very little of his own free will.
I want to bring something up to them.
Okay. Are you gonna roll a power knowledge to know what might be happening?
I'm gonna roll.
Or arcana.
I want to distract her, is all.
For me it's the same. So super's knowledge or
which
arcana.
Would you rather do?
Which do you guys have one of them?
And also
I have
does anyone have super or power's knowledge or super's knowledge? They're different.
I have super's knowledge.
I think Art might have power knowledge, didn't you?
Well, I took my power sets.
No, it was above it on the D&D Beyond. I saw you had a weird power set, the thing I didn't notice.
Parabot.
That's not the one I saw. Never mind.
Suppose I'll go
with... No, you're thinking of...
Showtech.
Showtech.
Okay, sorry.
I'll go with Arcana if you have something else.
My Arcana is better than my powers.
Then I'll run supers and you run Arcana?
Yeah.
All right.
Natalie, you gonna roll anything?
I wanted to distract her in a way.
Oh, and they give them time to look things up?
Yeah, and...
How are you going to distract them?
So I was thinking, so they're a well-known family.
No, they're not.
They're
really, really rich. It's like someone saying, yeah, Elon Musk is really well-known, but you don't know, like, you know who his family is, you don't know anything else about him.
Well, I was going to say, if I rolled legal matters, maybe, like, my dad's had a case on... My dad has them.
You could roll legal matters to try and distract him. That'd be something that might be interesting to them.
16 plus 12.
Yeah.
So I heard about, you know, the case of, you know...
They tried to buy New Florida. And
I heard... How's that case going with New Florida?
You beat me by a lot.
So with your 28, you said?
Yeah.
And you ask about them trying to buy New Florida, and the man gets kind of defensive. He says, "Oh, it was just a jeep that people took the wrong way. We only bought up 12 apartment buildings. It wasn't a big deal." Which
there's something about how there was possible monopoly going on.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about that. The court system's taking care of it.
My dads were really upset about that.
Nothing to be concerned about.
They wanted to be on the case.
So I heard. The man's going to get very defensive. The woman is not going to speak. Okay. First, give me Arcana. Then, or actually, whoever got lower.
22 supers knowledge.
There is a forbidden, like, if you have this power set and you use it, you're pretty much going to jail.
Puppeteer.
It is. It is like the darkest black shit. It removes all free will from the target. The stronger they are, the farther away they can be. And you notice this lady's probably like 3-4 feet away from him, and she can still do this, if that's what's happening. And you know, that's in, like, that is upper echelon. What we see is like tier 3 at least.
Yeah.
Of power. And it's like one of those things that you let the FSA know that you found it immediately, or you can be considered complicit. If you've proved that's what it is. How'd Arcana go?
16 plus 11.
For 27. There is a spell that can replicate that power. It's also forbidden, and it's actually, like, historically been used to commit murders, but it's got a much longer range, like 1,000 feet versus 6 or 10 feet. But it's incredibly resource intensive. We're talking $250,000 per crack in modern money, which years and years and years ago was like 3 diamonds, you know. But nowadays, it's mechanically, it's like 5,000 gold pieces worth of diamonds. It's like a resurrection spell to cast it. But it has incredibly long range.
All right, I'm gonna send a text off real quick.
Yep. And they're still distracted.
Using AR.
To, okay.
One of the contacts that I recently changed in my phone.
Hit me. What?
The contact name is now Short Round. Bridget.
She's going to kill you.
Phone.
Yes, but if someone were to see her phone ring, she'd beat you. She would find a way to hurt you.
She's going to kill him.
Yeah, he might just not show up one session. Like, oh, Mike, your character died. What? Yeah, Bridget killed you in the sleep.
Yeah.
Find a new character.
It's going to be a rotating thing of different names.
Okay, involving short and small.
One of them might be Pinky in the Brain or something like that. You know, just different small.
What characters. Do you send?
L, really, it's more of a, are you here, is there, you know, are you nearby?
The answer is yes, of course I am. What do you need?
We have possible proof of a forbidden ability in use here.
So she, you would notice it now, she's on your, she finds her way to your shoulder, and she watches, and she says,
Well, he was doing that, I'd probably have Dido, start recording.
Would you like me to backlog, how far back would you like me to save the recording?
Back to the start of the party.
Done. AKA, I'm always watching. I only record when you tell me to.
Mm-hmm.
Or I only save when you tell me
to. I save a 24-hour period. And I just skip be re-recorded over and
With how much data she can store, it's probably like a week.
Okay.
So if you're like, hey, 6 days ago, can you start the recording and grab that for me? The answer is yes.
Okay.
So you have that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
So Bridget says, if that's true, we're going to have to take them down at the end of the party. I wouldn't ruin the rest of it, but you're not going to be able to trust anything you hear from them.
Okay.
And also, if that person signs a piece of paper for a contract, it's not valid, which is probably it could be the reason why they're doing it. Even if he may be a willing participant, so they'd have the reason. There are reasons he may have agreed to it, but even that's still illegal.
Yeah.
Are we still fighting about talking about the legal?
You guys are kind of just staring at each other menacingly at this point.
Okay.
And mostly because you accidentally insulted Bobby, and they took umbrage to that.
There was no accidentally about it.
No, there was an accidentally, and I just felt a hand squeeze tighter on my shoulder.
And then my comment is, you know, your son is a little impulsive.
Immature.
No, he's perfect. No, he's a bastard, but...
He's been much better since the shit got out of him. But before that, he was an absolute turd. He's still an entitled prick.
Yes.
But anyway, is there anything... would you like to try and roll, try and set up a contract with them, or do you want to wait till the end of it? Or is it not worth your effort at this point?
I don't think it's worth our effort, because... They've already made up their minds about us.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Okay. So, the time's going to call for a break. You guys know what you know.
Before we call the break,
mm-hmm.
Echo went where?
Echo on 5. Went to Archie. Oh, the Alanopolises.
Yeah. And then...
Delta went to Rebecca.
C. Charlie.
Charlie went to Roxas. And you were told where Bravo was going. Claw.
Yeah.
Alright. Shinsoku says, last round. I rolled 6.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to go talk to Rebecca? Do you want me to go with? Or do you want me to go to talk to one of the Athletico? Because I know that's going to get nowhere with the two of you going to them.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say tape? Let's...
Yeah.
I'm going to say let's... I was seeing how the hose went, and then from there...
I'm sorry. It was... this was on 5, correct? You had 4... Okay, I
forgot. And we had a bonus one. Bonus round.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever roll a check for Uncle Mustion?
What do you mean?
I don't think you ever did to establish how effective you were.
No.
Roll that for me, please. Persuasion.
Ten
plus
14.
Would you like to give that bardic inspiration? Bardic inspiration, die, Natalie.
Yes.
Not bardic inspiration.
Guidance.
She's a bard. Guidance. It's just a d4. Doesn't matter. 5. 25. I mean, I'll roll for giggles.
Yeah.
4. So, that's a 28.
28, yep.
It matters for me later for, costs and shit like that. Okay. 6. Where are y'all headed?
We're gonna go to Rebecca.
Damn.
As a group.
You get a text.
Oh.
I'll meet you after the party.
Okay.
From Rebecca.
Is that the last person you haven't talked to?
Besides Athletico.
We have Athletico.
That's it?
Yeah. And then, yes.
She says, or you can come join me. I would like to have company.
Yeah.
But she does say you have an opportunity. Well, if you don't go see her, you will still get her help. She's going to help you regardless. It's more how much help she can give you. So maybe you would rather get more help. But
yeah, no, I how about this? I want to make sure that she stays out of harm's way.
I got you.
I agree with that.
Okay. So Alpha goes
there. So that's going to be, you know, kind of pushing her closer to the door before
things go sideways?
Yes.
So we're going to go talk to her.
Yes. Because pretty much everybody else that we care about is going to be able to more than handle themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Claw, Alcabastion, Archie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll tell you where people go because of that, for your notes. You ready? Bravo splits up.
Okay.
Into Bravo 1, Bravo 2. They split up and go to the Athletical people. They're trying to make an agreement with both of them at once.
Okay.
Because you'll find out the only way to get their benefit was to go to both. Both.
Yeah. I kind of figured that.
Athletico can suck a dick.
They're all Nazis. It's okay.
They are.
Okay.
I can't catch them doing anything German related. Fuck.
I'm missing Delta.
Paul, if that ends up happening where we meet someone and then they just do something very German, I'm going to lose my mind.
So my suspicions are Echo's going to Corbin. I'm assuming.
Let me find. No. Echo went to Roxas instead.
Roxas. That was my second guess.
Well, that's the only other really spot they had to go.
Roxas.
You guys went to Rebecca Small. Charlie goes to El Combustion.
That's a waste of a last person.
No, he still is.
No, he's incredibly useful. He's just not.
He can help us.
He's not. They're not getting the extra benefits.
Right.
Well, but they are getting the fact that he'll help build their shit.
Yes.
Right.
Which is not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you missing? Oh, Delta goes to glares at you and then goes to the Ho family.
Okay.
Welcome to him.
And Delta, in case you're forgetting who's on the team, is Sandblast, Lightning, Sandblast, Sparks, and Barbershop.
Yeah, but they like me.
New York, Tempe, and Houston. And you'll find out they want to go there because of the because they need fucking help with water. Oh, like the whole family specializes in hybridized water systems. They're incredibly efficient. That's what they made their billions with. Okay, so you guys roll up on Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, my young friends and new friend.
I will introduce our newest member.
I'm sorry to hear about what happened to,
He's still around.
He's not dead. Oh, good.
The rumor was he was dead. Okay.
No, he's not dead. He's just where dead people
go.
So, is he dead?
No, he is on a spirit walk.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't it Travis that went back in time? This is Mike asking.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Loa.
I'm pretty sure it was Loa.
Because he flew up into the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Travis could fly too.
Not at that time.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hang on.
Travis was from Florida. He turned into a robot. He went into the ball. Loa was the one that did the spirit walk.
Loa came in when I started taking notes. Pretty much.
Okay. It was Loa.
I was certain.
I was certain too.
So yeah, she asks after Loa. You guys tell her that he is not dead, which she was very happy to hear. And she says, "So, I hear El Combustion spilled the beans."
Yeah. I know nothing of what you say.
Okay.
You know, fine. I have to be.
Be like that. And she kind of like.
And then I'll go. And you're not hearing it from us, but make sure you're close to the exit.
You hear in your mind. Okay. Because remember, she didn't have her spark because she was from the before times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got her powers. Also, she looks
younger.
30 maybe now?
She looks younger.
Mm-hmm. She was around and active in 60. Mm-hmm. That is 80 years ago. Mm-hmm. She looks maybe 30. Like, she is...
Yeah.
She's the true essential elf.
She's the example of the, of how hot, what's-her-face is gonna, it could end up. Like, mm-hmm. There's enough similarities, you're like, damn, okay. This, it goes okay for her. Who? They're always dating, is her great-niece.
Tori?
Oh, yeah.
Tori is her great-niece.
Great-niece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the genes.
It's fucking superior genes right there. That genome quick hit ass. She's almost 100 years old. Wow. She was active in 60, mm-hmm. which means she was probably born in 35. It's 30. You know what I mean? Like, almost 100 years old. And she looks 30? She gonna live a long fucking time, assuming she doesn't get murked. And it means her power is gonna grow and grow. They will plateau, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If thunder doesn't help. Okay. So you'll notice that she's speaking inanely,
mm-hmm.
but you're getting a real conversation mentally. Really,
mentally.
You guys have not learned double talk yet. It is a skill. It is a trait or a talent that you'll have to work on because you have your medallion now.
Yeah.
And this, she's gonna help you train that.
Oh, cool.
She's kind of doing it now. Yeah. She's explaining how. So basically, when you're doing this, I've explained double talk enough times. You talk about bullshit, but in the head you're having the real conversation, and it's just a trick of making sure you don't contradict yourself out loud. Initially, it's a charisma check, and then it becomes free. So I need charisma checks from everybody. Just raw charisma.
Oh, shit.
Or deception if you have it. Or you can't fail, don't bother.
Performance?
I can buy that, yeah. It's got to be with charisma, but yes.
So
performance...
You can also walk it with a dexterity, yes. Nat 20. Nail, you don't ever have to roll for it again.
Rolled a 10, so plus 11 for performance.
The DC was 15. It's not that hard. It's just...
holding a conversation.
Mirage takes to it like a fish to water. Just like... This is like talking... This is like illusions. Okay. Click! Yeah. And it all makes sense. Fucking Nat 20 is a bullshit. I don't want to talk about it. So as you guys are talking to her, she basically is telling you that, yes, I know an alchemist don't spill the beans. You can tell me this way. You did, correct?
Yes.
Understood. Have you discovered where you're going to be yet?
No.
No.
Okay. The locations are disparate. There's one in the desert. There's one in the valley. There's one in the woods. There's one that is on the border with Canada. Not sure where, probably North Dakota, up by the line, they're thinking. Actually, no. One is the line. Let's say that. That is the line. The one that's the border is the line, because it's in North Dakota. Do you know what the line is? Does anyone remember?
I mentioned it earlier. Oh, yeah.
It's the prototype city. It's a mile long.
Yeah.
And
that's where all the
aliens
live.
So essentially, it's not that one, but it's one that's like 20 miles from it. They're doing the exact same thing because it worked out fucking awesome. Literally, everyone's like, this is the best thing ever. Everything I need is so close. And they still get sunlight. They still get, you know, but mm-hmm. but it's almost idyllic is what they're calling it. And they're like, they want to test it again and see if it works. So someone's going to get the line. A new line outside of it. And then the last one is going to be on an island somewhere.
Nope, I don't want that one.
Why not?
I don't.
Islands are fun.
She says, however, what you don't know is that all of these are cities that don't currently exist.
That's what I heard. They're building them now.
Essentially, they're trying to find places for people to move after towns were destroyed. And rather than rebuilding on aging infrastructure, with the way that we have powers now, we're better off building new.
Yep.
And letting nature take it back, or bulldozing it manually and letting nature take it back. And in five generations, you can go build there if we get you to. But by then, hopefully, we have, you know, the means to not worry about that kind of thing.
I am going to warn her that there may be an altercation at the end of this with the hose.
Yeah. For what reason?
Trust us. Yeah.
Well, since this is all mental, we don't have to worry about being overheard.
Yeah.
We believe she is using banned powers.
I'm listening.
I think she's a puppeteer.
She says that did fall. I did have that cross my desk once. Not about her, but about someone in her employ.
So, not sure if it's her or if she has the power or she's using some sort of spell to do it. But let's just say things are in motion that it's probably gonna have to take her down before she leaves.
Well, it's good to know. Thank you. And she looks. You feel her tap into the like. Another conversation that you guys are separate from, but you can kind of feel it. And then...
The guards.
Yeah. And then they...
We can...
Subtly shift their hands to... Not the weapons that are obvious, but, like, to things on their wrists. Where mm-hmm. like the opposite where a wristwatch would sit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for something there. You're not sure what it is.
We can... Athena I'm sure she would be happy to make you invisible to get out of here.
Yeah.
In one piece.
I can do that.
And Monty is going to be so disappointed he missed us.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I missed what?
Okay. Do you push to try and get more specifics about the locations or not?
No.
You don't push at all?
I'm not going to push.
More like, are you going to roll persuasion to try and use that as your benefit or not?
No, I am not going to use that as my benefit. I'm not. To be honest with you, it will be what it will be. I am not the person to be, you know, pushy for that type of information.
I'm kind of curious, is it going to be like a lucky draw thing or is it... Like, we're making these people go here, or depending on tonight, like, oh, by the end of the night, we will be in this area.
That's probably part of it. Yeah. But
that's all I would wonder.
Because they didn't tell you why you're supposed to care about this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And everyone's trying to figure it out, and they've only come to it, it has something to do with junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just trying to build up contacts here because they don't have the globe-spanning shit you guys have been doing. Like, mm-hmm. some of them do. Like, the Athletico-sponsored ones have gone a ton of places, but it's mostly been go here, get drugged, kill some shit, and leave. Do you know what I mean? Okay. So, she talks to you just kind of friendly.
Yep.
She asks about your families, make sure you guys are doing okay.
Yep.
She lets you know that Thunder is less than a year away from announcing his return.
Okay.
Wow.
It's going to be hard. But beyond that, she's just kind of friendly. And it's nice to talk to someone who doesn't want anything from you. It's like talking to El Combustion. Mm-hmm. They would probably get along famously.
Yep.
Honestly, they're similar in age.
She's a redhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he wasn't married,
they'd have got along like a house on fire.
Meanwhile, I'm leaving the conversation with a headache.
Hers is so soft.
That's appreciated, but still.
Could she punch you in the nuts mentally? Yes.
Yeah.
She chose not to.
That's appreciated.
Comes to the end of the party, and you guys are, you know, told to go back to your tables. And Shinsoku comes back out, and he's looking a little unsteady on his feet. He may have been drinking with his friends a little bit. Before you see Demon, like, walk up, tap him on the shoulder, and then
Bright Force, Lesser Resto.
Yeah, but Devin can do it at will.
No, Bright Force is in the corner, face head down.
Despite her constitution, she's still lightweight.
Yeah.
She's still lightweight.
That was the joke. Nelly rolls nutso on everything. But on specifically drinking, she rolled absolute dog shit despite being a dwarf with a resistance to it. You rolled like a 1 and a 3. It was awful. But anyway, so Devin walks up, taps on the shoulder, he's like, while I appreciate it, fuck you. You hear it's so quiet, but you guys are like really keyed into it. And you hear some small laughter in the crowd. And he says that donors, friends, thank you for your patronage. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. And I guess it's time for the big announcement. And everyone, you hear there's like a drum roll. As of beginning of junior year, our young capes in training will be given their own cities to defend. Some of them may have understudies, some may not. But these cities don't currently exist. Well, they're being built as we speak. And he pulls up a big-ass map. And behind him, in AR. And he clicks and he says, the desert city. It's in New Mexico, Arizona area. No one's surprised with that. The valley is in the Rockies. Somewhere Utah, then Colorado-ish. You know, in the heart of the Rockies. He says, we're calling it the Woods Settlement. Up in northern Maine. And you see just an endless field of trees. He says, the second settlement we've discovered, it'll be placed in northern Montana, not too far from the Atlantean line. And he kind of grins to himself. And then finally, island. And it is a blank bitch island, no more than 30 miles across. Y'all know there's got to be something important there for them to be building something, a fucking city there. And it's in the middle of the Pacific. And it goes, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, cheering, like, wait, who's getting where? This is being determined based on feedback from their teachers as well as their handlers. Assignments will be determined next semester is over, and they'll have the summer to get set up.
Oh, that'll be a fun summer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Busy.
Hence, it'll be a fun summer.
Well, the question is, do you take time for yourselves, or do you just knuckle down and get it perfect so that you have an easy breezy for a semester, or do you kind of just leave it till like the last 3 weeks and then go? And just have a really good summer, but you're like, fuck, the first semester was fucking trash! You know? But anyway, so, Ku comes out and talks to the all of them about the new cities. Okay. So, he says, he takes a deep breath and then smile, and then leans out and smiles. All of you here were chosen because of your connections, your willingness to do good. He, like, half glances at the Athletico-sponsored ones. But, you know, Athletico's known for being one of the most helpful companies in the world. If it wasn't for you guys knowing more about them,
That they're Nazis?
If it wasn't for you guys knowing more about them, you would absolutely have gone to talk to them. They're known that well for being super helpful to, like, young people.
Well, considering that we have somebody who hates them to begin with, that...
Well, I don't hate them, per se. I don't like the people that are representing them. I also don't like the company. You know what? You're right. I do hate them.
The term despise comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, so you guys get to the very end. He rattles off some more not legal jargon, but like platitudes. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, thank you so much for coming. You know, we couldn't do this without you. Yada yada yada. He lists off each person's name and their accomplishments, and then He says, your teleportation pods will be arriving in the next half hour. Please enjoy the visitor center until... and you realize that you're probably something that was put up adjacent to the visitor centers, which you'd assume.
Oh, are we on the island?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, all their tech was taken. So, like, it's not like they leaked where they were unless they have some kind of magical sense. Please enjoy the visitor center. It's been equipped with all manner of entertainment. If you can teleport yourself, well, I hope you have a fantastic evening. And basically everybody dips. Like, I'm talking Zeus and Anna, gone. Claw, yep. Gone. Hold on, let me go down the list. Just for funsies. The Rogers are still there. The Mayos are still there. The Hoes are still there.
Yep.
Corvin's gone. Archie's gone. Hector is... El Combustion is called over by Rico, who takes him. They get a ride from Shinsoku.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I feel a fight is coming on because all of the really heavy hitters are gone.
Rebecca actually goes and joins Shinsoku after he comes back.
Oh.
Along with her guards. Monty already left. And then Manuel Roxas is waiting with the other rich people. Essentially the capes left because they have teleportation abilities. Or insanely fast travel abilities.
Mm-hmm. There's about to be a fight.
Okay. Just among us. We gotta make sure that...
She's okay.
Huh?
That she's okay.
Well, Rebecca is talking to Shinsoku.
Then she'll be fine.
She'll be fine. It's Roxa.
Roxas?
Roxas.
Yeah.
Manuel?
Mm-hmm.
What about Manuel?
Where is he?
He's just kind of talking with the DeMeos and the Rogers because they're also... He assumes they're rich like him until he finds out they're not.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of talks to them about how Athletico... They're trying to convince him that Athletico would love to purchase a stake in his company.
Of course they would.
And they're like tag-teaming him and he's not doing well. Like, he's obviously the wheeler dealer in the family... But having four trained negotiators going at you at once, it'll wear you down.
So, I think we should go in and...
I'm, like, holding up my hand that I usually use for, like, making someone invisible. I'm just like, let me... I... Do I... No, you know what? I'm...
No, we're gonna walk over and...
You're gonna walk over.
Over to that group.
Yep.
And you know.
Safeguard him.
Basically. I'm gonna.
I'm so sorry, Art. You keep talking. You keep going.
Sorry, let me stop and
okay.
Go. I'm going to go, we're gonna as a group, let's go over and kind of rescue him from the vampires, so to speak.
He is so thankful.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll come over and go. So did you have a chance to use the little token that I gave you earlier? The potion.
Oh. He says, you know, I did, and it caught somebody. And he kind of like looks to the left at the DeMeos.
Oh, interesting. So, I have a proposal for you. If you want to come with me and or come with us,
of course. He says, you know, Ralph, George, Lauren, Amy, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. My people talk to your people, and then he turns and he's like. Get me the fuck away from them. No, he's more mild-mode and he says, thank you so much for getting me away from them. It was not comfortable. I did not like it. He went from like full-on businessman to Poindexter in 3 seconds flat. He's no longer on. Like almost like a, not like a DID kind of situation, but that's very different person to who you're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
It's the the business personality versus the personal.
Correct. This is the I know all the math, not I can make all the deals. You might even be his power, is what you're thinking.
So once we get him far enough away, I'm gonna go. So I'll send him contact information for us, and say that, you know, I don't know that you saw what we had on our capes at the Clash, or if you paid any attention to the Clash.
It was published. It was on the air in my country, but I was very busy. I apologize. Oh. I have it on pay per view. And he actually was watching it like 1.5x speed so he could know what was going on. He was trying to educate himself.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh. He's just like a mousy little dude. Very protect. You don't get the impression he's a I mean, you can always roll me a check to see if you can figure out his intentions, if you'd like.
But I will see if I can... So this would be an insight roll for his intentions. Yeah. My dice hate me. I don't know why I play dice games. I really don't.
What's the roll?
Insight.
19 plus 12.
He is absolutely being real with you. He is. Oh, yeah. He is. What would be the term? He's a cinnamon roll.
He is a cinnamon roll.
He's just lovable and really fucking smart, but easy to take advantage of. So very easy to take advantage of. Those people were wearing him down, and they've been in it less than 5 minutes. They had him for 20 minutes. They don't have his company. The kind of the kind of shit that would go down with this guy.
I am shocked.
I'm not.
That no, well, they didn't say anything to Athena.
Who, the DeMeos and the Rogers?
Yeah.
They pointedly didn't even look at you.
Oh.
Yeah, they're.
Whatever. When you say their name. They look at you, you get one withering glare.
Oh.
And then nothing again.
I did nothing to them! Listen. I didn't wear the cape. Yes. You know what? That's fair. I understand that.
We're in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah.
So. Alright. So, yeah, we'll make sure that he gets off to the side. And
there's like a billiard room, there's like a little cafe that's manned, and you stick him there, like, stay here till the teleportation bot stay, and talk to this waitress, and she's very friendly, and it's someone you've talked to before.
Okay.
And you just tell him, like, if someone else comes in, make it a point to come talk to this guy.
Actually, I'm going to look at the waitress and look at him and go, I want you to stay in this corner and don't come out. And you put up an illusion. So the corner is empty?
Corner is empty.
I'm not going to make you roll. It's an easy thing.
Yeah.
And the waitress goes, how am I supposed to get him his drink? You know, I'll make his drink.
He's fine. He will be fine.
He says, I just need a martini neat.
Oh, my God.
She makes a really fast martini. Good martini. Brings it to him. Thank you. Sip, sip.
He's good.
All right. So as you guys are talking to Roxas, you hear a shout from behind you.
There we go.
And then you see Mr. Ho haul back and slap Mrs. Ho. I'm talking like knock her off her feet, whole body turn, body launch.
What?
I think you made the save.
I was thinking either he made the save or somebody dispelled.
Holy shit. And with that. Yep.
it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.